Mike Starchik hosted a roundtable discussion on housing March 15. Ravi Kalone, NDP Minister of Housing, was on hand and several developers from the Surrey area were invited to offer their concerns on the current state of the industry. Starchik, MLA for Surrey Cloverdale, hosted the meeting at his constituency office and said those present represented the gamut of project construction, from high-rises right down to single-family homes. "The meeting went really well," said Starchik. 8 developers were there and they brought forth their concerns about the stumbling blocks they face. Their biggest concern, Starchik noted, was the time it takes to get development permits issued. Starchik said there are some pilot projects the government is using to try to streamline and speed up the permitting process. By working with different levels of government, they hope to bring in a fully digitized permitting process to help cut up a lot of the red tape that leads to delays. Surrey is one of the pilot project cities, Starchik noted. "The government has given Surrey, I think, $3 million, I can't remember the exact number, to expedite the permitting process." Scott Wheatley, the executive director of the Cloverdale District Chamber of Commerce, sat in on the meeting and also noted permit time was the big problem everyone mentioned. "The time it takes to get anything going is a killer," said Wheatley. "One of the things the provincial government is working on is streamlining the process." He said they want to get all the building codes digitized to help create a system that will work for all levels of government. "They want to work with the cities to speed up the time it takes to get an actual permit." Wheatley said one developer complained that the amount of paperwork just to get a project off the ground is 4 times what it was several years ago, which adds enormously to their delays. He added another developer questioned unnecessary building codes, things that add to cost but only affect a sliver of the population. Basically, the roundtable was about exploring more common sense ways of doing things.